Thanks for listening to the best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Well, tonight is not your normal night on the Ben Maller Show. Now, we'll have some monologues, we'll rant and rave about the issues of the day, but this is a black tie affair. Black tie affair. We have formal gear on because it is a night different than all other nights. The Bennies. We will be giving out virtual awards to many members of the Maller Militia throughout the course of the overnight. We look forward to that. We'll get the festivities started in a few minutes on the Bennies. But our lead this hour comes from the retirement home of the NFL. Specifically, the future of the golden boy of the Bayou. And if you've not been paying attention here, if you've not been following along, and perhaps you haven't because you have things to do and you have things that you were taking part in over the weekend. So Drew Brees, remember him? Yeah, Drew Brees does not appear to be ready to step away from the NFL. Now, why do I say that? Somebody named Todd Durkin. I don't know who that is, but apparently he's a trainer, and we are told he is Drew Brees' personal trainer. He published a video on the social media platforms over the weekend that shows Drew Brees pushing a weighted sled through a parking lot, and the caption on this extreme workout video: not sure why he's so cray-cray today, but something must be brewing. All right, close quote. Now, Brees was expected, it was a fait accompli, that he was going to retire shortly after the Saints season ended with a playoff belly-up performance against the Buccaneers. That was way back on January 17th. But despite Sean Payton coming out and saying within a week or a week and a half, Drew Brees was going to have an announcement, we have had radio silence on Drew Brees as far as his announcement. And the longer he stews, the longer he hangs out there, the more the chatter picks up that there are other options in play here. So let us discuss the question: is this recent workout video something or nothing? All right, it's obviously something. We know that. We're talking about it. I've got the breakfast menu, Mythbusters, and Bystander. And we will combine all these things together, and we are going to make some birthday cake is what we're going to make. I don't know why. I just figured I'd make some birthday cake with extra frosting on top. Now, A, Drew Brees' camp, if you will, is letting it be known that a final decision has not been made. Now, is my understanding that Brees, the video that went out, would not have been able to get out if out without the approval of Drew Brees. If you're training Drew Brees, you're not going to just send the video out unless Brees gives you his blessing. Just about everything is leaning towards Brees retiring, except the fact he hasn't retired. Everyone's already written the eulogy about Drew Brees as a player, but he's not ready to co-sign on that agreement. Not yet. Not ready to co-sign on that agreement. Now, Brees, obviously hesitant for whatever reason, but when he looks at the breakfast menu and he sees all the items on the breakfast menu, Brees right now is saying, I don't want the bacon. I don't want the eggs. I don't want anything else. I don't want the breakfast potatoes. I want a big plate of waffles. Right? He's waffling is what he is. He wants the plate of waffles. He's torn between living the good life away from football or running it back another season. And I continue to maintain that Tom Brady and his performance for the Buccaneers is the reason why Drew Brees is in this position, right? Brees is like, wait a minute, if I'm younger than Tom Brady and Tom Brady won a Super Bowl, why not me? Why can't I be that guy? And so he doesn't want to also have that bitter taste in his mouth from those three interceptions that he tossed against Tampa in the NFC playoff game. Now, if Brees had already decided to step aside, which everyone thought was going to happen and still may happen, why would he be working out like a monster, right? Why would he be, you know, it's one thing to work out to stay in shape. It's another thing to work out to get ready to come back and play. And you would think if you're going to retire as a professional athlete your entire life since the time you were a kid, you have to be in top physical shape to do what you do. You would say, at least for a little while, once you retired, you would lie back in a hammock and have some lemonade there and just enjoy the good life. But instead, Drew Brees is pissed off, running around like he's attempting to impress scouts to get an invite to the combine. It's insanity. All right, now part B of this. The conundrum for the Saints is obvious, is the myth versus the reality, the myth and the legend of Drew Brees as the homecoming king, right? And this is where the Mythbusters come into play, right? Because the facts are that Drew Brees hasn't been that guy in some time in the playoffs. He's played like the fellow who can't get a date to prom, not the homecoming king or queen or whatever. Without a doubt, Drew Brees has been a jag in postseason performances recently. The last four postseason games, he has just been a jag. And it's a troubling trend that has no end in sight. Now, what is my evidence? You've got both the eyeball test and the stats that back up the eyeball test. So if you go to the numbers, in the last four playoff games started by Drew Brees, New Orleans is 1-3. And it has been a rapid decline that started at the hands of Aaron Donald and the Rams. The Rams ruined Drew Brees in the 2018 NFC title game. And since that game, going forward, Drew Brees has 6 touchdowns and 5 interceptions in postseason play. His passer rating is 82.4 with a grandpa-like less than 6 yards per attempt. Can you say noodle arm? I knew you could. I knew you could. That's fettuccine Alfredo is what that is. Do not let a falling star fall on you. And those are the numbers. Those are the numbers of a falling star. And still, he continues to contemplate Brees a comeback in 2021. All right, last word on this. So would Sean Payton and the Saints have the gumption to say no to Drew Brees? Now, the reality is that Drew Brees can do whatever he wants. There is no way on God's green earth that Sean Payton, if Drew Brees wants to play, even though everyone knows Drew Brees is done, the Saints would welcome him with open arms, right? Drew Brees is the one wearing the trousers in that relationship, and they will figure out the numbers. Salary cap jail. I'm a salary cap truther. You can always move around the numbers and bonuses and whatnot to push the envelope back a little bit further. But Sean Payton is in, if you look at the relationship here, he's in a tough spot because Drew Brees has Payton in his hip pocket. And Peyton's essentially a helpless bystander in this. And while he would like to expedite the next quarterback, whether it be Jameis Winston or more likely Taysom Hill, it has been now, this is day number 43 of purgatory for New Orleans since they got trampled in the NFC playoff game against Tampa Bay. And still no word on future endeavors by Drew Brees. No word. Not sure what's going to happen, right? And when you do inventory of the Saints, and we know that Drew Brees has been the gold standard, but as in past tense, because in recent seasons, the Saints have moved off the gold standard, much like the United States did years ago. They've gone away from the gold standard, and just like FDR, they have gone to the monetary system that is backed up by gold, meaning the defense and skill players such as Alvin Kamara, Michael Thomas, guys like that, are the driving force to the offense. And so Drew Brees can throw those little dink and dunk passes, and that is how the offense will move, yards after catch. Yakety yak, yak. Now, we still don't believe that Drew Brees ultimately is going to come back. I'm not. I saw the video. I've heard the evidence on both sides. And I'm still leaning heavily towards the fact that Drew Brees ultimately will turn in the retirement papers. In a previous episode, we put the odds on Drew Brees retirement at 5%, a chance of him coming back rather at 5%. I have not moved off that. I maintain the 5% number is right. I've not changed despite these recent developments. I believe ultimately cooler heads will prevail. And then the real fun will begin for New Orleans, because then we will see the hand of cards that Sean Payton has regarding whether or not he wants to go with Jameis Winston, bring him back as the starter, or go with the coach's pet, Taysom Hill. But that's where we are on the Drew Brees story at this moment.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens are reportedly in the early stages of an intense contract extension negotiation. Have you heard the latest? Probably not. You were doing other stuff. So here's what we're hearing. We are hearing that there is a giant chasm early on, and these sides are far apart. Now, you could say that's standard operating procedure, that you have an idea of what you're worth, the team has an idea of what you're worth, and then you have to meet in the middle. Now, one problem for Lamar Jackson is that he still has 2 years left on his rookie deal and is making peanuts at this particular point by NFL standards. So Lamar Jackson's resume, pretty impressive, much more impressive than I thought it would be, including 3 playoff appearances in 3 seasons. He is also the NFL's 2019 most valuable player, first team All-Pro that year, Pro Bowl selection. And Baltimore, in the 37 games Lamar Jackson has started, has won 30 of them. They're 30-7 when he has started a regular season game as the quarterback. So let us discuss the question. You are the Ravens, right? What do you do here? What's the move? You're the advisor to the Baltimore Ravens. I'm going to go first, but you help the Ravens out. What should the Ravens do in this negotiation with Lamar Jackson? So my observations, you've got highway etiquette, safety net, and kryptonite. And we will lock all these things together. Now, number one. As an independent voice in the night, I'm here to help out Baltimore, all right? I am. Right now, they're essentially getting a thermometer out of the medicine cabinet, all right? One of those oversized thermometers. Take the temperature of the room. That's the first thing you do. You do your due diligence. That's apparently what's going on here. You explore all avenues. Now, the Ravens, what they have to do, after they find out the number, clearly they've already done that. Lamar Jackson's group has given a number, his posse, and then the Ravens' posse comes back and has their own number. So once you've done that, you've taken the temperature of the room, you then need to use good highway etiquette. Now, good highway etiquette, if you're a fast driver, you drive in the fast lane. If you're not, you go in one of the other lanes. So the advice here is to change lanes. Instead of driving in the fast lane or the middle lane, down throttle and move over to the lane nearest the shoulder and put the car in cruise control in a place called the slow lane. All right, so you want to drive in the slow lane if you're the Ravens. Now, the second thing here, there's obviously no need to rush in to an extension if you're the team. Now, I understand why Lamar Jackson would want the contract extension. He's got 2 years left on the rookie deal, and he is making, in 2021, he's going to make $1.7 million. Now, if I told you you were going to make $1.7 million this year, you would be orgasmic. I would be the same way. I would be, oh my God, that's an amazing amount of money. This is a great mitzvah. I've won the lottery, $1.7 million. But in that business, that's nothing. That's chump change, right? So that means, though, the Ravens can reallocate that salary in theory and push it back around the roster there and put better players around Lamar Jackson. The key advantage, we've said this from the very beginning here, if you look at the maneuvering with the salary cap and the shenanigans that take place, that rookie contract, you want to milk that. You don't want to end that prematurely. You want to drag that out to the end, and then the IOUs come due and you have to pay the big money. And, you know, so if you're Baltimore, you take your foot off the gas, you buy yourself a little more time under the rookie contract. And based on the regular season resume, Lamar Jackson is going to get paid. Whether I think he should get paid or not, he is making chicken feed right now by sports standards, but that's about to have a dramatic sea change. And the Ravens, though, even when they do pay him the big money, the advice would be short term. Right, short term. I'd give 2 years, 3 year contract, no more than 3 years. Now that's if I'm running the team, right? And listen, Lamar as the center, the omnipresent center of the Ravens universe, wonderful, but provide yourself with what we call a safety net. A safety net. The highly reckless nature of the style of Lamar Jackson. Well, all quarterbacks are injury risk. Lamar Jackson, at his peak superpowers, is even more so because of the amount of times he carries the football and has to carry the football. So if you're the Ravens, you insulate yourself from the glass slipper cracking. And even when you give out the big contracts, you still move money around and whatnot. But if I'm running a team, I go no more than 3 years. All right, final point on this. So Lamar Jackson has been able to sidestep his way past defenders with the ground game enhancing the passing. And he has defied my tremendously low expectations. If you listen here, I look like a total donkey when Lamar went out and exploded on the scene during his MVP campaign. Seemed like a glitch in a video game. It was a cheat code in a video game. Now, nevertheless, the Ravens should be cautious, as I have laid out going forward. Why is that? There are clear and obvious chinks in the armor that Lamar Jackson has to overcome. His kryptonite is throwing outside the numbers. Now, the Ravens have been able to get to the playoffs, and they've had a lot of regular season success. Pro Football Focus, the nerds over there, had the numbers last season that Lamar Jackson, last time they updated the numbers, Lamar was completing 56%, just 56%, that's it, of throws outside the number. This was a criticism coming into the NFL. That was the second lowest percentage in the entire league behind Mitch Trubisky of your Chicago Bears. You say, well, it doesn't matter. The Ravens are winning. That's fine. Okay. And I will tip my cap and say, yes, the Ravens are winning. They are winning in the regular season. But then you have the Komodo Dragon in the room. Playoff Lamar. That's another thing that if you're the Ravens, and if you love the Ravens, this gives you indigestion, gives you a little heartburn. The Ravens have played in four postseason games. They are 1-3 in the playoffs with Lamar Jackson as the quarterback. And as a pure passer, he has been futile, a failure in playoff action. It's not my opinion. It's just a fact. All right. Now, what's my evidence? Now, Lamar Jackson has 3 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. He's passed for 900 yards in those 4 playoff games, completing less than 56% of his passes, and the yards per attempt, 6.6 yards per attempt. And even those numbers are inflated because of that turnover game that he had against the Tennessee Titans a couple years ago, where he kept throwing the ball and adding his passing yard total. But the numbers are skewed. Even by that standard, they're skewed. So the back of the napkin math, if you look at the back of the napkin math, it says that Lamar Jackson's passer rating in the postseason is below 70. That's terrible. I don't think there's any way you can spin that. As a passer, Lamar Jackson has been a failure in the playoffs. Now, the Ravens did win a playoff game this past year with the Tennessee Titans, and that was in part because Lamar was able to matriculate the ball on the ground. But if you look at the book of Lamar and how to stop this guy, the runaway locomotive, how do you stop Lamar Jackson? Well, you want to jump out to an early lead. You always want to jump out to an early lead, but it's really a big mountain to climb for Lamar. He's so dependent on the running game. But if you can get yourself in a position where Lamar Jackson has to win a game with his arm and not his legs in the playoffs, if you eliminate the running game, well, you are in a much more advantageous position to win a postseason game against Lamar Jackson. And so that's where we find ourselves. The Ravens have a decision to make. And will they tear up the rookie contract and pay the man the money? Or will they say, no. We're going to wait a little bit. We'll slow walk this, drive in the slow lane, which is what I'm advising here. The Maller advice: should listen to your favorite overnight gas bag. Very important.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Here we go.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
Made possible by Farmers. Call 1-888-FARMERS. You can save a whole lot of something on auto insurance. Kubalu.
Tua Tagovailoa said... said over the weekend that Devonta Smith won't have to change much to succeed in the NFL. Now, Ben, do you think that Smith is as much of a slam dunk as everyone else does?
Well, one thing I've learned is nothing is guaranteed. Devonta Smith has no red flags other than maybe his thin frame. He's got tremendous ability. The skill set is there to dominate the NFL. And while I am 95% sold he will be good, the NFL draft is filled with a graveyard of can't-miss receivers who missed. Ashley Lalee of your Broncos, Justin Blackmon, Braylon Edwards, David Boston. You want me to go on? So there is no guarantee. Next!
Now, after a comfortable win over the Grizzlies on Friday, Paul George was asked what kind of a difference Ty Lue makes for the Clippers. He said that Lue really shines at making adjustments. Do you agree with him, Ben?
Yeah, well, the jury is still out on Ty Lue, and I don't care what the Clippers do in the regular season. It's all about the postseason, and Doc Rivers' weakness is in-game coaching. I'm not yet sold on Ty Lue, but I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt once the postseason comes around. That's the ultimate judging ground for the Clippers. Next!
There was a video over the weekend of Knicks fans celebrating as the team reached 500. They're now one game over 500. That's saying something in the Eastern Conference. That's good enough for fourth place.
Yeah.
Ben, do the Knicks finish the season over 500?
Well, it was the poet T.S. Eliot that wrote, "Enjoy the journey, not just the destination." I say yes. They're actually trying. Randall's playing very well. This guy Emmanuel Quickley, has played well as well. I say they do end up a little bit above 500 because the East sucks. How'd we do, Koopaloo?
You fail, Ben.
What? What?
I don't have time to explain to you. We were.
That's a bad job. Worst judge of the year, Koopaloo, right there.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, you sports figure guy or girl.
Who the hell are you talking to, son?
Here's some instant advice.
Hold that thought. No one's paid attention to me for 10 whole seconds.
And if you don't like it, screw you.
Away we go! It is time now for another premiere part of the Ben Maller Show where the cream of the crop rises up here. It's the Insta Advice Line, unscreened radio. This portion of the Ben Maller Show made possible by Farmers Insurance. Call Farmers today for a quote. So who needs our advice? We usually pick somebody out of the world of sports, whether it be an athlete, a coach, a prominent media figure in the sporting world, or in this case, a prominent sports talk radio caller. It is the 2021 Bennies celebrating the callers, the contributors that made this show mediocre in the year 2020. And so we're giving advice now to winners and or losers on how to handle the emotion of the Bennies. If you win, how do you deal with that? And then if you get upstaged, outshined, overshadowed by someone else, how do you handle that? 877-996-6369 if you would like to be part of the show. 877-996-6369. To the phones we go. We'll start out with you on line one. You are the first call up on the Insta Advice Line for the Bennies. You're on the air. Go.
Get a job as a paper carrier.
All right. Thank you for that. Line two, you're next up. Your advice for the winners and or losers of the Bennies.
Sorry, the Democrats stole it from you.
All right, there we go. Russian collusion in the election, and you are next. Hello, you're on the air. Advice on the Bennies, line number three. Hello, line three.
Like in gambling, if you can't afford to lose, you shouldn't play.
That's right, exactly. If you can't can't handle it, don't get in the arena. Line 5, you are next. We're giving advice on the Bennies, the winners and the losers. Line number 5.
When taking the post-Benny gear analysis, make sure the Wisdomator matches your race.
All right, there's Jed who fled, who did not win a Benny so far. Always good when you mention the Wizinator. Shout out Ontario Smith, one of the great Minnesota Vikings of all time there, Ontario Smith. Oh, my God. All right, we'll keep it going here. 877-996-6369. It's the Insta Advice Line, unscreened radio for the Bennies. So have many more awards to give out, but we've given out a bunch so far. Hello, you're next on the air. Go.
Whatever beer drinking Brian are in the high.
All right, try that again. Thank you. Call back. Wow. Whatever they're drinking, you're drinking as well. My goodness. All right, you're next. Hello. By the way, Doc Mike is calling my phone right now. Doc, I'm on the air. I can't answer the phone, Doc.
Who is
all right.
That, Shirley?
No, it's Doc Mike. He doesn't understand. All right, you're.
He only listens to the show when he's on hold, so he can't
I understand.
Hear you.
I understand. 2 years. All right. You're on the air. Hello. Line 6, you're on the air. Advice on the Bennies. Line 6.
Did Beer Drinking Brian think he was Nikki Spillane?
Well, that's the voice of a Benny's winner right there. That's Sean the Hood guy who won a Benny earlier, gave an acceptance speech. Hello, you're next on the air. Line 1, we'll go back through here. Advice
number
on
one.
The Bennies, the winners and those that got upstaged. Hello.
You got to shake it before you bake it.
Yeah, thank you. It says it on the box right there. It says on the box, shake it before you bake it. All right, you're next. Hello, line number 2. You're on the air. Go.
No wonder Ozzy Momentum won. He's so funny looking and funny smelling.
Oh, look at that. Tammy in Montana with a verbal attack on Ozzy Momentum. Who Ozzy Momentum hornswoggled his brother into this as well, writing some jokes. All right, you're next. Line 3, you're on the air. It's the instant advice line for the Bennies.
Where's my hockey puck?
Oh, this is a spinoff of the Where's My Baseball. Your hockey puck is actually in Eddie Garcia's car right now. So if you go into Eddie's car in the Premier Networks parking lot, you'll find Eddie's hockey puck. That's your puck. It's in his car. It's his hockey puck, but it's actually yours. All right, we'll keep it going. You're next here. Advice on the Bennies. Hello, you are next. Line 5.
David Gagan.
Hey, there you go. All right, very nice. David Gagan. I don't know who that is, but we'll keep it going. Line 6, you're on the air. Hello, Line 6. Line 6 is not there. All right, one more, Coop. Random line. Random line. Last call for the Bennies. You're on the air. Random line.
You got the doc. How you doing?
Hey, there it is, the doc. He doesn't even realize. He has no idea what's going on. That's the beauty of Doc Mike right there.